You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Like I said, today we're talking to Takalani Chivasa about his business, Africa Beyond Academy. What a befitting name there, hey? Africa Beyond Academy. And he will be sharing some of the lessons that he has learned along the way in his entrepreneurship journey. And he's joining us on the line, I believe. Mhlekazi, good evening.
Dimatekwana, Ndawiyando, Botabero.
Ah, Barimini. How are you, sir? I have a lot of work to do. I actually have a lot of work to do, I must be honest. But I'm going to try that again. Dimadekwane.
Dimadekwane would.
And then, Dimadekwane would namina bovua. Ah, you see, I'm getting there. I am certainly on that road. I'm getting there. I tell you, next time you talk, you and I will be like very fluent, eh?
We will get there. We'll take you there.
Definitely. Are you well, my good sir?
Hey, I'm always well. Always well. My name means, Takalani means rejoice.
Yeah.
So I'm always happy. I always say, I know. Neredzula ro Takara.
Yeah,
so
you've got pressure, eh? You've got pressure. You can't be sad like the rest of us, eh? You need to always be smiling and tackling.
Yes, like some people need to always be praying.
Yes. That's a good one there. That's certainly a good one. Thank you for joining us, sir. Yeah. Really appreciate it. And your day, I always ask my guests, how was your day?
Hey, it's hectic. It's hectic. I'm seeing flames, but this is what we signed up for.
Yeah.
So it's... So I'll tell you a bit about it, but yeah, it's one of those days. One of those days. I had to stop the car by the side of the road to take the call. Yeah, but there's nothing that comes easy. I think that's the first message that we try to put to our young people. Nothing comes easy. Yeah. And building a business, it's not easy at all.
Yeah,
it may look good, and there's always this thing of putting a glamorous face to entrepreneurship. Yes, there are rewards, but at the background, there is a lot of work. There's a lot of input that you need to put in. There are no shortcuts.
Sure. That's very true. And I think that's why we bring people like yourselves onto the show, to encourage other entrepreneurs, particularly aspiring and young entrepreneurs as well, to know, learn. I promise you, we won't take more than much of your time, and you being on the side of the road, we just want to make sure that you're also safe. But really appreciate your time. Talking about the difficulty of running a business, that it's actually not an easy thing. We had a quote when we started the show, and this quote was coming from Vera, and I want to know what your thoughts are, because I think it does tie in beautifully to what you're saying, that Vera says, when you have a passion for something, then you tend not only to be better at it, but you work harder at it too. Seems like that's exactly what you're doing.
Exactly. So that's the number one key ingredient, I think, towards pursuing on the side of pursuing and building your own business. If you're not passionate about it, we can take you to all the schools we can, but if the passion is not there, it will be a tough road for you. Passion is like it's almost that fire that keeps you going. It's the fuel. Without it, I know. The car is not going to go anywhere. It's the one thing that will keep you going, because it's not an easy journey. It's not an easy journey at all. But passion not only pushes you, but it also makes it enjoyable.
Yeah.
It makes it worthwhile.
Yeah.
So passion is the one thing, and I say also I've worked with a lot of people. I've worked with people who go to school, but I've also worked with people who have not gone to school, but like their passion for what they have puts them even at times above those who have gone to school for many years for that discipline that we're pursuing. So passion is the one thing that we must pray for. It's the one fire that we must all have.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's very true. Really, really love it. And we admire people like you, you know, who create jobs in this economy that desperately needs job creation. But let's take a bit of a few steps there. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, and maybe your business as well? And particularly, how did you even end up in this particular business? Was it something that you always wanted to do?
Yes, it's for a long time. It's something that I've wanted to do. Maybe let me start with myself.
Yes.
So Takarani from Hachibasa in Venda, Limpopo. So an Adventist. My membership is in Chedza Midrand.
Okay.
That's where my spiritual home is.
Yeah.
But otherwise, at any given Sabbath, you'll find me in anywhere in the country.
Yeah.
Right now we're talking. I'm in East London. I am about to make a journey to Butterworth. So I'm about to do 150 kilometers to Butterworth. Yeah.
Sure.
But I'm not complaining.
Yes.
I'm not complaining. But I'm just giving you a context of what the person and the journey that I'm on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I am from Limpopo. I am an Adventist, and what I do, and I'm mentioning that because what I do is core to the Adventist ethos.
Yeah,
I believe so much in Adventism.
Yeah.
I think it's more than a church and everything. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
And embraced fully, I am the one person who is convinced that embrace fully Adventism can be an answer to a lot of problems that we have as a country and as a people. So yeah, so I can go to length about Adventism.
Yeah,
yeah, because we are the people who came up with who innovated, for example, the breakfast space. We introduced the world to the world,
to
cornflakes, Weet-Bix, things like peanut butter. We commercialize that. Yeah, so we are an innovative people. You look at a person like Uriah Smith, a person who embraced Adventism. You look at a guy like that. He was not only a leader in the General Conference, he was not only an author of books such as Daniel and Revelation, he was an engineer. He came up with his own car. He came up with his own prosthetic leg.
Yeah.
So Uriah Smith, a lot of people did not know that he was an amputee. So just one person, by just embracing the teachings of what we teach in the church and fully committing to it, he is the one person that you can point to and say, no, this is the one person who has made an impact in many spheres and many facets of life. Yeah, so that's what Adventism can do, and our business is premised around that.
Okay.
It's premised around that. So it's called Abba.
Okay.
Abba, the name, the official name is Abba, and I always tell people, get used to that name. you're going to it's going to be part of the lexicon around what we're building, what Curo is. Everybody knows what Curo is. The next big thing that is coming is Abba. Abba. Yeah. So, and what we are doing is to to come up with an education product, an education system. And it's not new because it's based on the ethos of Adventism, but it's something that will work. So we're dealing with young people who go and get matric results. We just had matric results last few weeks. But most of those kids, the sad thing is some of them will go to universities, but they'll come and they'll become unemployed, some of them. And the stats are scary. They look very scary. And we're saying that let's come up with a different product whereby our young people will go through a system that will make sure that they are not only job seekers, but they also create jobs on their own. And we, so through this vehicle that we've created, we are not only... so the temptation is to think of it because it is both an NPO and a PTY LTD. They think they do not see the value, how we can make money and how we can make a business out of it. But it's a vehicle that is going to to because of its value, it's definitely going to make a lot of money. But we are currently building it, and we're investing a lot of time and making sure that it grows. So let me just pause this.
That's really fantastic, and I can tell the passion and just the vision and the drive from just listening to you about ABBA. And I've just noted it. It's definitely not going to be the one that you know, like you said, people must know. We are definitely going to look out for that one, and I can tell that we're going to have this conversation in just. I'm now being a prophet the next few months, and we'll be talking something different when it comes to ABBA. But tell me something, what drew you to this? It sounds like it was trying to shape the future of education and kind of bringing Christian elements to what education is. Is that what this thing is, and is that what maybe sets you guys apart from every other school out there?
Yes. So it's so what brought us to this? Really. So it's the first thing that I always say. So besides being an Adventist, I am an African.
Yeah.
I love Africa with a passion. So from Cape to Cairo, this is my home. But so Africans, as we are right now, we are almost trapped. We all know that we need to go to the next level. We can't just be this object of pity. We need to grow from this bubble that we are in. And you can't do that without developing your people. So our people need to develop. Our people need to be developed. And the approach, and it's being proven now more than ever, that you can't develop people one-dimensional. You need to provide a holistic development of a person, because a person is not only spiritual, because if you develop the spiritual side of only, you will come up with a monk who all they do is to pray. And the heralds say they are heavenly minded, but no earthly good. So you need a person who is fully developed. So you need to bring the element of developing that person also mentally. They need to be giants, not only spiritually, but mentally. They must be systematic thinkers. They must be deep thinkers. You know what we speak of Solomon. That level, level, that's where God wants us to be, as a people. So they must marvel like the Queen of Sheba marveled when they heard of Solomon and said, no, I need to go and see what is there in Israel. So we need not be shy of that. So our young people must learn to love books. They must learn to love knowledge.
Yeah.
Then the other facet is the physical development. The physical development is the one thing that as Adventists we talk about, but we have sadly, we do not have. We do not have at all. So we even being surpassed by secular schools, because at least they on their side, they will have maybe a sports program that will develop their children physically. But as Adventists, we draw from a deep pool of history where we need to, we know how, what it means to develop a person physically. We're talking skills. We're talking welding. We're talking carpentry. We're talking painting. We're talking bricklaying. So that is the full program that we offer. So in our setting, in our programs, we take your child and then we make sure that we look at all those, all those, the full dimension of a child.
That's amazing.
That they develop fully.
That's amazing. And when did ABBA start?
So the genesis starts in 2020 in the height of COVID.
Yeah, you are brave.
It was, and you listen to the story, it was, but that is the final iteration of a vision that has been developing for a while. So this passion has been there within me since 2012. But the other, the one lesson that I need to share with others is, guys, let's start. If you if you have a vision, no matter how small, let's start. So I delayed in starting this vision, and I was supporting other people's vision for a while. Until in 2019, I decided to take a leap of faith. I quit my work. And then I invested what I had then in this vision, and it was the first iteration was a catastrophic failure.
I want to know about that catastrophic failure.
No, I took and this is where passion is. It becomes very dangerous, because sometimes passion is irrational. But I knew if I don't do this right now, when I'm still youngish, I don't have another choice. If I'm 50 and I take this risk, the way of coming back, it will be much more difficult. So the 2019, I decided to take everything that I had and poured it onto this vision. So the first iteration was really inclined towards things like nature development. So developing young people and introducing them to nature, the nature side of things. So we had things like snake handling courses in the first academy. So you can imagine, so that was a big miscalculation, because black people and snakes
don't mix.
So that's how we started, but it did not work out. And then we had horses where we would educate young people about nature, bedding, and then you'll go on nature trails and all of that. Really education around nature conservation and that side of things.
Someone saying buloy. What you're doing there is buloy. So there's a comment, buloy.
So it was scary. I must share with you some of the pictures. People were fascinated. They were fascinated, but they did not really buy into the idea. I remember us in inviting one of the guys, Johan Marais, is like the biggest, the foremost snake handler in the country. So we had a course, a one-day snake handling course, we advertised it far and wide, but no one showed up. Because they were all scared. So that was the first iteration. Of the business. It was a nice business model that worked. but it really struggled to
To take
take off.
off, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and then ultimately in 2020, when COVID came, yeah, we it wiped up everything. So all the
Sure.
funds that were there
Yeah.
were finished. There was no way to generate money for that
Yeah.
year in 2020. Yeah, so but that's when you know the story of Moses when he thought he will save
Yeah.
Israel himself
Yeah.
and
Yeah.
God had to humble him. Yeah,
Yeah.
I felt like that and I had to start from scratch.
Yeah.
But this time I'm starting with zero money.
Sure.
And the humility that you have to undergo through that. But again, the vision is the what will drive you,
Yes,
what will drive
yes.
you. So in 2020, I had to regroup. God had to send a few people to really speak to me without them knowing that they're speaking to me. And I had to regroup and then I had to start again. And it was really God's leading from there on. I had to restart in terms of generating money again.
Yeah,
Yeah, but then
sure.
that's how the vision started to grow. And then in
Yes.
2020 of that year, that's when we had our first camp. So
Yeah.
remember from the snake handling
Yeah.
courses where no one showed up. At the height of COVID in December that year, that's when we had our first skills development camp.
Yeah.
And we had 19 kids who showed up for that
Sure.
camp. So starting from zero, that was a huge
Yeah.
jump.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we taught them skills such as panel beating, motor mechanic. We taught them bricklaying. We taught them plumbing. And then there was a bit of nature conservation as well, because that's where the passion is.
Yeah.
And that's how we started off. And then with God's leading, then there was a vision to then collaborate with Adventist Institution, because what we then identified was that Adventist schools have this mandate to develop young people
Yeah.
holistically, but
Yeah.
they are not fulfilling that mandate.
Yeah.
So so we started that following year. We went to Good Hope High School
Yeah.
and we ran our second camp there in Good Hope High School. And
Yeah.
from there we had 35 children. And at this, so as we're collaborating, the two things are happening as we're busy collaborating. So we started this in Limpopo, but because we moved at our second camp to Cape Town, the word Abba started being known to say, no, there's this group of there's this entity that is about developing young people
Yeah,
holistically. Yeah, so that's how we
fantastic.
started to grow. Even nationally. And the rest is history. So we have since held about six camps. We are building a school in Limpopo. We will be dedicating that school and the building, the infrastructure in April. Yeah, so that's where we are currently with our business.
Fantastic. That's a holistic view of your business there, and what a journey, man. What a journey, and God's dealing with you. I can tell you now, right? And I'm looking at the time. I can tell you now that on a normal day, no black person is busy with snakes. And during COVID, they would never be
Yeah.
busy with snakes there. So I think that was an interesting journey there that you took on that one. But I think it's a worthy cause. I think it's a worthy cause. Maybe one should just take it one of these days, because in these camps and everything, you run the risk of snakes and all those sort of stuff. For people like hiking, like myself, sometimes you want to be able to deal with such situations if they do come. So that's definitely one that I would definitely like to take. And I then want to come to you as an entrepreneur. You are on the road as we speak right now. It seems like being an entrepreneur, there's no 9 to 5, whatever the case might be. How has entrepreneurship affected your family life?
Yeah,
no, I went there.
So let me put it this way, because if we start that topic, no.
We won't don't worry, they are not listening. Don't worry.
So let me put it this way.
Yeah.
To young people who are about to get on this journey.
Yeah.
If you have not started the journey yet, look for somebody who will walk with you.
Will understand it.
Walk the journey, and then as you walk, ideally meet somebody who's walking towards that direction as well. I think you will do well.
Definitely.
The South African or the African psyche is that of people who are not built. They are built almost for comfort, to say the ideal almost, and we are educated that you get an education and then you get a job and then you relax. That's almost the mentality that is built there. So be careful if you get a person who is in that mode. You are in trouble. You are in trouble. You are in trouble. So I don't want to say too many things, but I'll give you a picture. So the current project that we've been busy with, we're collaborating with Bethel College currently.
Yeah,
that's where we did our last camp, and that's where we still are. And that's where we're doing training. So we had 100. So remember, from 19 kids, right now in 2023, we had 136 kids in our camp. From all over the country. So that's the mode. So December, people go on holidays. Tina, I don't go on holiday. That's the peak time. So you can imagine if you get somebody who doesn't understand.
Yeah, it can be very difficult.
It will be very, very difficult. And we must not hide the fact that these families fall apart at times because of the price. That needs to be paid for a successful business to happen. But I will just advise that let's be careful. Let's support each other in the journeys that we are on. Let's support each other. It's quite important. Even though you don't understand the vision fully, support your spouse. Support your spouse. And stand by your spouse, because the rewards ultimately, we all benefit. We all benefit. So I don't want to say much.
I hear you. That's a classical case of talking once and being heard twice. You know. Yeah. So I heard you there very, very, very well. So you don't even have to. I then want to get into you had to move from corporate, right? And take that leap of faith and jump and all that. And you obviously had this vision that you wanted to achieve, and it kept on, I suppose, bugging you every single day. And now that you've tested it since 2020, you've done it, you've done quite a lot of work. How do you pivot to the next level? What's been your ideas? How do you do idea generation?
Yeah, so moving from corporate and then so it's a shocker. A shocker. The corporate and now running solo. That's when you'll understand how expensive a laptop is for the first time.
Definitely. And that thing can break any time.
Exactly. And then you understand how expensive renting a space is. So that transition is it's a shocker on its own. Then the idea, the generation of ideas. I think this is another area. I from the beginning, I can't own the idea that that the ABBA is today. It's almost like a culmination of ideas of many people. I had the snake idea and all of that, but through people's contribution and that's the one area people contributing to your idea, don't open your ears. But the other important thing is walk the journey. You the ideas evolve.
Mm.
So your eyes open more as you walk the journey. You can tell, no, I had this original idea. For example, I thought nature conservation will work, but it's not working out. But as you walk the journey, ideas come through, but built on top of the foundation that you had started. So again, we go back to the to what I said earlier. Start, no matter how small it is, and then that's the one thing that will make your idea grow. Taking the first step, you will notice maybe that maybe I I shouldn't have taken three steps. Maybe I should have done 1, 2, 3. That's how we grow. That's how we the businesses grow. But just taking that step, I think that's the one thing that I can share. With budding entrepreneurs out there.
Yeah, sure. Let's talk about then from here. I suppose as we draw to a close, what would you do differently if you had to start all over again?
I'll start earlier.
Earlier.
I think that's the first
thing. Nice.
I think that's the first thing. Sure. That's the first thing. I think I had this idea as early as 2012.
Sure.
I think had I started even that time, at 2012, I would have been far. I would have been 10 years wiser than I am now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So to young people, it doesn't matter. There's this issue with funding that as a people, we are almost married to. You almost use it as an excuse to say, no, I can't start because I'm waiting for funding. I think that's the biggest fallacy that is out there.
Sure.
Let's start, and there are ways to generate the funding that you require. Let's start. So that's if I were to redo this, I would have done this when I was much, much younger.
Much
younger. I think that's the one thing. There are other lessons that I can share. Processes. Let's approach our businesses. Like they are. Let's respect our businesses.
Yeah.
Let's set up processes. Let's make sure that they we account for everything that we do in our businesses. Let's respect them. So those are the things I am. So the problem with some of us as entrepreneurs is that we see things in color. Life is not always like that. Sometimes you have to count the numbers. You have to set up processes in your businesses. So those are the things I think that the hard lessons that I had to learn previously. And I think there are many more lessons you learn as you go.
I was about to say that for the numbers, you can call us. That's fine, you know. The colors that you entrepreneurs see are very great. Just leave the numbers to us. We'll do a bit of numbering there for you. But let's end with the good ones. What is the one thing that you would characterize as a highlight so far in your business?
Our business is about developing young people. I think that's the beauty of it. It's about developing young people first and foremost.
Yeah.
The second thing is the development of Adventist institution.
Yeah.
So the one thing that we learned earlier is we can't grow in a silo.
Yes.
So we are there if we support each other, we quickly grow. And the beauty is what happened now in December, our camp, what we did at Bethel College. I think that stands as a huge highlight. Those who know Bethel College know it as a institution that is dilapidated, that is dying. Through our skills program, we did not only teach young people the skills of welding, carpentry, bricklaying, we also contributed to the school itself.
Sure,
And
sure.
so you can take anything. We can actually run at a loss at times, but when you look at the impact that we, for example, our previous camp did to Bethel College, it's something that we can really stand and look at and say, no, this is the journey that God has been taking us through, and we are grateful for that. And
That's
there'll be
amazing.
many more. There'll be many more of those. And we just our prayer is that God must just make us to remain
Ah, fantastic.
focused all the time.
Fantastic. Short to medium term goals from here, where are we going?
Yeah, so we are developing our first campus
Sure.
in Limpopo.
Sure.
As I said, this year is the year where we bring in and invite
You
SETA
guys
to
are
give us
doing big things,
accreditation.
eh? Ayo.
Yeah, so we are pushing. So this year, our campus will be fully operational. We've been spending a lot of money on it, investing on it. We're not in a hurry, but this is the year where the accreditation will come through. The long Let me quickly jump to the long-term vision. So ABBA, as I said, ABBA is the name that you need to get used to. So as Curro is to the South African public, ABBA will also become, we are going for, we will be functioning at that level, but not only in South Africa. We don't call ourselves South Africa Beyond Academy. It's Africa Beyond Academy. So throughout the continent, Botswana, Rwanda, you will see an ABBA institution where young people will come from grade R to grade 12 to be empowered. Those who have given up on schooling, those who leave school, we will have programs for those ones so that they can come through. But already we do have results. We do see the impact that our programs are having towards our young people.
That's
Yeah,
amazing.
but this is the journey that we're walking towards. It's not a charity almost organization. This is a solid business about training and developing young people and supporting Adventist education.
Fantastic.
So that summarizes where we are going.
And lastly, how can people follow you? Is there a website, a Facebook page, if they want to get more information?
Yeah, so the name is ABBA, and then the website is africabeyond.co.za, africabeyond.co.za. Facebook page is Africa Beyond Academy, Africa Beyond Academy. Instagram is also there, Africa Beyond Academy. They can follow us. And then my number, obviously, 073-515-4500. +27, of course. Yeah, 73-515-4500.
Fantastic.
So in the so two programs that we're working on currently, we are wrapping up the program at Bethel College. We still have a few young people who are still learning and contributing to the school. Thereafter, we are working on an April camp where we will get young people and empower them also with leadership skills. A winter camp, we run a winter school in July for those who are struggling to catch up with the syllabuses. But our winter schools are different. We teach you math, science, and all of those things in the morning. In the afternoon, we do skills, and then in the evening, we do creativity. So that you can develop holistically. And then we're looking for a school that will adopt this December, where we can teach. So we come in and you invite us to your school. We come and assess what your needs are as a school, and we use the needs that you have. If you are having plumbing issues, we create program, learning programs around your needs. so that by the time we leave, we've attended to your needs. So that's the December program. We're always looking for a school. So we would want to go outside the country this year.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We have a school anywhere
that
we can visit.
It will certainly happen. Dolibua Bochibas. Such a beautiful conversation and such beautiful work. We'll definitely be following you. And I know that we're going to check in sometime during the year. My producers are listening. But thank you so much for sharing with us this evening.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And thank you for this wonderful program.
God bless. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Da.
You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.